it's deeply disturbing. It's really challenging. And one cannot deny that the recent events really struck a blow to our process moving forward out of conflict. And unfortunately, most of the, what we're seeing is really about the struggle for competition over natural resources, control and grab of being cattle or diamonds. This huge country, then you have all the ingredients to see all this regrettable violence.
We've seen recently a DDRR process launched. Are you confident that this will be the adequate response to the violence?
We have a multifaceted, you know, and complex situation in CAR. And there won't be any one solution to these multiple problems. And indeed, even when we talk about an increase in MINUSCA's capacities, that alone will not do the cut. There will be a need for any military strengthening of the force to be supported, underpinned by a political process. And so it must be stated very clearly that it is not by bringing, you know, only additional military capacity or police capacities that we will be seeing an end to the volatile situation that we face in the CAR. Making sure that there is re-engagement, a political re-engagement. We need a strong national leadership into making that all these efforts really can yield results.
Can you talk about how regional organizations and institutions are partnering with the UN and the country to reinforce these two domains?
The region has an essential role to play, and it must be really stated that CAR, that is the Central African Republic, is certainly one of the countries in Africa that has heavily benefited from the involvement of the regional actors. Way before the UN got engaged in the CAR, both the Economic Community of Central African State, ECAS, and also the Economic Monetary and Monetary Organization of Central African Republic, SEMA, and the AU, the African Union, even before the Organization of African Unity, were deeply, deeply involved in CAR. And they have been trying, really, to help this country for a long time. Just as a reminder, I mean, fact is CAR has been independent for, 57 years. But unfortunately, for over 50 years, the country has been in some kind of volatility, being a mutiny, coups, or social unrest. And to address this constraint in a place where the state is deeply weak and where state institutions are not at all prepared to cope with this extreme violence and instability, the region had always been really by CAR side.
Sexual exploitation and abuse is unfortunately still present in MINUSCA. Can you talk about what the mission is doing at managerial level, but also on the ground?
We made it clear that MINUSCA will not be in the business of condoning such behavior. We have made implementation of the SG's zero tolerance policy. We're pleased to see the appointment of a special advocate for the victim. In MINUSCA, we have also appointed our own victims advocate. We made it clear that MINUSCA will be a place where if anyone hears or sees anything, this must be reported. I've made it clear also that colleagues will be protecting whistleblowers. So we want to make it clear that in MINUSCA, there will be no place to hide. We will react, we will sanction every single offense in a way that is not for simply protecting our own image or reputation, but with the fate of the victims at heart. And this is what will be the guiding principle for us to act.